Okay, Stay Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer, host of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, another NCAA postcast coming at you right now. Hey. We are moving on into the Sweet 16. We are Sweet 16 bound, folks. I'm recording this, actually, after Michigan State, watching Michigan State and Marquette, K-State playing one of them, and K-State will face off against Michigan State in the Sweet 16. More on that. Me and Alex, we'll get together, my co-host for the weekly podcast, we'll get together there, and we will recap a gigantic week for K-State men's basketball this weekend in the first and second rounds of the tournament. We are still in it, and holy smokes, what a game. Can't look forward without looking back real quick. Wow, what a game. Another nail-biter against Kentucky Wildcats. Remember, back in 18, there, right down the wire, the whole Barry Brown jumper, or say drive and score, I should say, to upset Kentucky. Well, despite a double-double monster game from Oscar Tshiebwe, it was not enough. And for them and the K-State team, man, I continue, man, the deeper this thing goes, the more trying to enjoy the ride. We talked about this. Several other people talked about it. Got to enjoy the ride while we got it. And, boy, this has been a big year for football, and it's shaping up to be that way for men's basketball as well. Man, cannot wait. And literally going home, you have four of your teammates now going home. That includes stud, the magician, Marquise Noel. Yes, I said it, the magician. I tweeted it out during the game. Boy, oh boy, he's been something else in this tournament. At this point, 9 more assists after this win against Kentucky. He had 14 against Montana State. You look at that now, that's trying to do quick math. That's, I believe, if my math's correct on this, 14 plus 9. That gives Marquise Noel 23 assists in the NCAA tournament heading into next weekend. Again, that's a Thursday matchup with Michigan State. Of course, I'm recording this right after Michigan State upset Marquette. So now it's K-State in the East region with the highest seed. Now at 3, the number 1 and number 2 seeds, done, gone, over, go home. It's a wrap. You look back, Purdue got upset by FDU, Fairleigh Dickinson, and they're playing here in a little bit, I believe. And then, of course, just now, some recordings will go up immediately at some point tonight, later on this evening here. Marquette gets knocked out. Shaka Smart going home against Michigan State. We keep on dancing. Holy smokes. At one point in this game, Kentucky made a couple big runs there, and K-State responded. Punch back in the mouth. That toughness mentality. Boy, you go back. I'm not trying not to draw back to last year too much, but you go back the last couple years, K-State teams would fold. They would fold right on the pressure. And, yeah, they'll go fold and just take it on the chin by punch by punch. But this year, this team, with this new coaching staff by now, Jerome Tang and his staff, tremendous job of just responding today, this afternoon. Wow, just incredible. Kentucky led first half, led what, as far as 15-9 or 15-7, and then again they made that run. K-State led at the half by 3, thanks to a Naquan Tomlin slam jam there. Naquan, I keep saying Marquise, but that's for good reason. But Naquan Tomlin, he since picking up those two quick fouls against Montana State in the first game, he has been spectacular there. Big play after big play. Rebound. Big dunk after another big dunk. He's been good. Keontae Johnson was kind of quiet in this game until late. And a stat, obviously, K-State couldn't buy a 3-point bucket in the first half. And save the best for last, right? You get two big ones, including another person that's going home, Ish Mashud. That play reminded me so much of the Baylor game early this year in conference play where Ishmael should is fearless, just knock it down from 3-point land. And again, step back, three, good. And then Keontae Johnson, that was pretty much was a dagger right there. Keontae's 3-pointer made the lead to 5. And that was all she wrote right there in this game. Wow, incredible stuff again. And for the second straight time in the NCAA tournament, we take down Kentucky. Yeah, they were 9-1. That one loss, I just talked about that at top of the postcast. We took them down in 18, and we take them down again in 2023, 75-69. K-State moving on, Sweet 16. What this team, man. This team is fearless. They ain't backing down, and don't expect them to back down, especially you got pretty much half the team going home. Half the team's from New York, and they're even more amped up with the high stakes on the line. Cannot wait for this Michigan State game on Thursday. The time is yet to be announced. Hopefully it's a night game for what it's worth. Just looking down the stat sheet here real quick. K-State ended up shooting 48%. They shot, I believe, close to 50% against Montana State. This one, they held Kentucky to 41% from the field, only 20 from three, and they held one of their good players to like 5 points in this game. That's Reeves. Yeah, Reeves, he on the stat sheet, 5 points there. Marquise Noel, game high over Oscar Tshiebwe, 27. Tshiebwe, 25. They are 27-9 for Marquise. 2 rebounds for him in the game. Keontae Johnson added 13 more. Nate Quantama, 12-6 there in the game as well. Desi Stills continues to be huge in the starting lineup. 12 more points. He did get banged up early in this game, but came back and battled back. Desi's tough. We all know that at this point, at this stage of the season. You're trying to get to the Final Four, and you're 2 wins away from doing the impossible, folks. this team... Again, the storyline around this team, obviously, everybody's saying, for good reason, it's the truth. This team was picked dead ass last. And you, K-State Nation, you've heard me say this over and over. And now you're sitting there getting creeping on the doorstep, folks, of huge implications, folks. But 2 more games to go. But we're going to celebrate this one and turn the page. We'll celebrate this one on the weekly edition of the podcast coming up. Episode 151 of the Purple Watcher Podcast. We can come out to you. It'll be coming at you since the game. Michigan State, K-State, 3-7. K-State being the highest seed now left in the East region. Michigan State now 7, thanks to their upset over Marquette just 5 minutes ago. As I'm sitting here recording this postcast edition here as well. Gasan, we didn't see much of Bebe in this one, surprisingly enough there, but David Gasan, he too has been huge throughout this through 2 games of the NCAA tournament off the bench. He only had 4 this time around, 4 rebounds as well, but he was up to the task against Tshiebwe down low. You can tell that right off the bat there as well. So Jerome Tang, this team continues to show why, man. hey. We're getting close to that doorstep, man. Exciting now. You know, me and Alex talked about it on the recent edition of the weekly podcast, episode 150. You have guys not checked it out yet. First off, you're new to the Pro Project Podcast. Welcome aboard. Appreciate you. The numbers have been off the charts since the postseason and everything else, like since really the start of NCAA play. The listenership has gone up. So appreciate y'all on that. The second thing you got to do, if you're not already, subscribe to the Pro Project Podcast wherever you listen to your podcast. We're on Apple, Spotify, and other podcasting platforms as well. And of course, the third, yep, I'm going to get it out of the way right now. Feel free to rate us or review if you choose. We're taking 3, 4, 5 stars. Let's be no one or two stars. 3, 4, 5 stars only, folks. So there you go on that as well. But yeah, and continue to spread the word to K-State Nation about this podcast. And of course, that helps us out tremendously. And that's not only helps us out for me and Alex, but helps other new K-State fans check out this podcast. That's for sure. And the way this thing's going on right now, a lot of people's going to be trying to unlock more K-State content, including me, some of the other K-State popular podcasts out there as well. We're getting up there as well, but appreciate you as well. Housekeeping over. Wow, incredible stuff. Now, where did I leave off now? East Region 3-7 seed Thursday. I don't know the time right now as I'm recording this podcast. I'll probably end up coming out. It'll come after the games are over. So more than likely, we'll probably get it Monday morning. We'll know more on the 151st edition of the Pro Project Podcast Weekly. But what an outstanding game. Back and forth. But when it counted the most, K-State made the shots. Made the shots from downtown. Huge shots with less than 3 minutes to go in this game. Now it's the difference of the game right there. Kentucky, yes, they play. Give them credit. But give our dudes a lot of credit for what they did. Pretty much a knockout blow. Ish Mashud was definitely, I'd probably say, maybe backtrack and say Ish. That was a huge three from downtown on the right wing. And then Keontae Johnson just put the dagger even more in the Kentucky fans' hearts there as well. We are moving on to New York City, baby. Where Marquise Ish, Tyke, I know I'm leaving out a couple more. But Curtis Kelly. Shout out Curtis Kelly, who's been on the podcast before as well. We hope that I'm hoping actually to get him back on. It'll have to be after the season's over. But the good buddy Curtis Kelly, who's been on this podcast before, go check that episode out if you have not done so already. He was on last summer talking about the passion of K-State basketball. Well, here in Manhattan, Kansas, the little apple, we're going to the Big Apple, baby. Next week, cannot wait for Thursday night, or hopefully Thursday night anyways, because I'm working in the day, obviously, with a full-time job and everything else like that, but man, you couldn't expect anything else. Marquise Noah has been absolutely lights out the first two games of the NCAA tournament, 27, and if I trans back, well, hopefully I can trans back here to the other game, which was Montana State, let's see here, scroll back here a little bit. If it loads, I don't think it's going to. Well, now it is. Oh, all right. So, yeah, Marquise Noel, 17 today, 27 points for him. So, 44 points for Marquise Noel right there through two games of the NCAA tournament. He has been something that he orchestrated. He's the catalyst. He-ish. We're the ones that stayed put, crazy faith, and letting Jerome Tang do his thing and his staff do his thing, and look at where we are right now. Unbelievable journey, and Lord and behold, two of them made a huge play in this game. Ish Mashud with a huge three in this one to put the cats up, and Marquise Noel doing magician-like things on that court there. He made Kentucky look like standing still at multiple points in this basketball game. Tremendous win here. We're going to continue to celebrate this tonight and tomorrow when me and I record a show, this week's show, and then it's all focused from here. Hopefully you see our cats do some more damage in the NCAA tournament. But here, today, tonight, K-State celebrates a huge another win, postseason win, over the Kentucky Wildcats, the SEC opponent. Almost hit the wrong score, 75-69 in round two of the NCAA tournament East Region. We are now moving on to New York City in the Sweet 16 to take on Michigan State. The Pro Project Podcast, once again, you find it wherever you get your podcast. That's going to do it on this rapid reaction postcast edition here on the Pro Project Podcast Daily Edition, the PBD edition. Eddie Greer, K-State Nation, get fired up if you're not fired up already. I don't know what's wrong with you guys. Let's enjoy this for the next day and a half or so and turn our attention to our next opponent, Michigan State. Eddie Greer, go Cats. This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast.